In 1995, the state of Connecticut passed a law that required a permit or license as well as a background check in order to purchase a handgun. Since then, the state's firearm-related homicide rate has declined by 40%. During that time, homicide rates by other methods did not change. Is it too much to suggest that requiring background checks for handgun purchases could be responsible for this dramatic decline in firearm-related homicide rates? The law also raised the minimum age for handgun purchase from 18 to 21 years of age, and also required at least 8 hours of approved handgun safety training before handgun purchase could be allowed. In 2007, the state of Missouri repealed its handgun licensing laws and later saw its handgun homicide rate increase by 25%.